The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. With the Great Awakening in full swing in America in the mid-1700s, children were growing up with a biblical view of every area of life. Ben Franklin gives us insight into what the average home life was like in those years. He wrote, quote, "It was wonderful to see the change soon made in the manners of our inhabitants. From being thoughtless or indifferent about religion, one could not walk through the town in an evening without hearing psalms sung in different families of every street." But the more America became like God in its thinking, the more the enemy of God fought against it. And Satan found a willing human instrument he could use in King George III. As Americans learned more of the biblical ideas of government, they discovered the English king and most of the members of Parliament were diametrically opposed to those truths. Thus, the tension grew between the two peoples. The king's idea on how to bring the American colonies into submission was the use of force. While English government had been mostly content to let Americans make their own laws ever since they settled here, the king now began a series of government acts, as they were called, which sidestepped the American legislatures. The American colonists knew this was against the biblical view of government because it took the power of government out of the hands of the people. They knew God had established the people as the deposit of government authority when He created the Jewish Republic under Moses. Even when the Jews later established a king as the head of their government, they still reserved the right to elect those kings that would rule over them. The tension grew as King George began to tax goods in America without Americans' consent to those taxes through their own representatives. But what caused Americans to rise up most was when the king canceled their colonial legislatures. He closed down their own governments by making it a crime for their legislators to meet. This happened in 1775. They could not allow this tyrannical act to stand, for it left them without biblical government. That meant one of two things would now happen if they didn't establish their own government independent of England. Either they would be submitting to a dictator, which would mean the loss of all liberty, or chaos would reign because the wicked would now have no law to restrain them. It was this destruction of their governments which would lead Patrick Henry to urge the Virginia legislature to take up arms against Great Britain. He cried out, "An appeal to arms and to the God of hosts is all that is left us. There is no retreat but into submission and slavery." Thus, each colony would again send delegates to the Second Continental Congress. The delegates asked John Adams to write a document to be sent to the king entitled "Declaration and Necessity of Taking Up Arms." Adams wrote, quote, "Our cause is just. We most solemnly before God in the world declare that exerting the powers which our beneficent Creator hath graciously bestowed upon us, the arms we have been compelled by our enemies to assume, we will employ for the preservation of our liberties, being with one mind resolved to die free men rather than to live slaves." They were obeying the Bible by standing fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. They were willing to die for liberty. Are you? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries at www.heritageministriesky.com. Go to our website and watch the reading of the Mayflower Compact and view Forefathers' Monument. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.